Lesson 4. One step at a time. Su Cheng Chan was an active child who loved to run outside and play with the other children in the village in China where she was born. But in 1943, when she was 4 years old, she contracted polio, a childhood disease that can make people very sick and often causes paralysis. The muscles in her legs slowly wasted away, and she could no longer run or even walk. The doctors were pessimistic about her chances of living more than a year or two. They did not know what a determined person Su Cheng Chan was. After lying helplessly in bed for 3 years, Su Cheng Chan surprised her mother one day by asking her to set up some chairs in two parallel lines, their backs facing. She then forced herself out of bed and made her way between the chairs, using their backs as support. She did this time after time, her body aching from many falls. China was at war with Japan during these years, and Su Cheng Chan's father was serving in the army, unable to see his family. He cherished his daughter, and it saddened him that he could not give her the comfort and support she needed. When the war ended and he returned home, he was astounded to see Su Cheng Chan walk up to him and welcome him. Her movements were jerky and not at all graceful, but to her father, there had never been such a beautiful sight. Su Cheng Chan had always been a bright child who was eager to go to school. But in those days in China, education was not free, and her parents had only a modest income. Su Cheng Chan was 8 years old before they had saved enough money for her to attend the American school in Shanghai. There she learned to speak English and began a lifelong study of Asian history. In 1948, at the end of Su Cheng Chan's first year in school, China's government became communist. The new government imposed strict rules forbidding contact with foreigners. One result of these measures was that the American school was closed. Su Cheng Chan and her parents grew increasingly unhappy. They decided to leave China and settle in Malaysia. Su Cheng Chan's teenage years, which she spent in a Malaysian high school, were the happiest of her life. She did very well in school and took piano lessons, sometimes giving recitals for visitors. Once, while walking across the stage, her legs gave way and she fell. She heard a voice say, "Aya, a baika should not expose herself like that." Su Cheng Chan's response was to struggle to her feet, walk to the piano, sit down, and play so beautifully that the audience was moved to tears. After graduating from high school, Su Cheng Chan went on to win scholarships to the University of Hawaii. She later became a professor of history and director of Asian American Studies at the University of California, Santa Barbara, leading a full and active life. Doctors told her that she might need a wheelchair by the time she was 40, because polio can come back, causing more damage to muscles. They were right, but she said, "I use it only when I am not in a hurry."